Some thanks. Today, as I type this, I am almost completely healed. I ate venison the other night, a little more slowly than I once did, but I ate it, and I loved it. Thanks to Dr. Baxt and his team, including Bethan Scarborough, the head of palliative care at Mount Sinai, my friends, my family, and especially my wife, Felicity Blunt. After 2.5 years, many scans, many workouts, and lots of beans, I have a clean bill of health. Fortunately, after 3 years, the likelihood of this type of cancer's returning is very low, and the chances of its ever rearing its ugly head again drop precipitously with each following year. I would also like to thank my dear friend, Dr. Niven Narain at Berg, for his help in seeing me through it all. During my recovery, I was so lucky to have our nanny, Martina Dominica, and my assistant, Lottie Birmingham, with me, Felicity, and Mateo in New York, as well as Andrea Gallick, who looked after Niccolo, Isabel, and Camilla in London. All three of those women went above and beyond to support us through what I hope will be the most difficult time in our lives. Without them and my loving in-laws, Joanna, Oliver, Susie, and Sebastian, Felicity could never have coped with a newborn and a bedridden husband as she herself was recovering. And even though Felicity was supposed to be on maternity leave, she still spent a lot of time working from home because she felt she was shirking her responsibilities to her clients. She was, and still is, utterly indefatigable. I hope my showbiz agents and manager are reading this and learning. But I jest. I would also like to thank those agents and my manager, Tony, for being so understanding and encouraging. How can I ever thank my parents for being so supportive from afar and when they visited after Amelia was born? I know seeing me so frail cannot have been easy for them. And thank you to my sister Gina, who came to visit me during treatments to cheer me up, and my sister Christine, who, from her home in L.A., was always so positive and encouraging. Thanks also to my loving friend Allison Benson for housing me when I first arrived in New York for my initial tests, and my cousin Joe and his wife Robin for doing the same. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law Emily and John selflessly let us stay in their gorgeous home in Westchester during my treatment, ironically right near where I was raised, and from where we had only moved 4 years before. This was an act of kindness for which they should be beatified. I have been told that I can't personally beatify anyone, so I've made a few overseas calls. Seems it might be a bit harder now because of Brexit, but I am working on it. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, who gave us their stupidly tasteful New York apartment for 2 weeks during the time Felicity gave birth, so that we could be closer to the hospital. And I don't even know how to thank Ryan for being with me on the day of my first scan. I was, and still am, so happy that he was there. Our dear friends Oliver Platt and his wife Camilla housed Martina and Lottie during that same 2 week period. Without their generosity, I don't know what we would have done. So many friends came to visit me in the hospital or on weekends to try to lift my spirits, which was not an easy task, although I know it made the doctors and nurses very happy to have a parade of well-known beloved actors traipsing up and down the ward on occasion. When I returned to London, a person who looked like Colin Firth would check on me almost daily or take me to the hospital for checkups and sit with me during hydration sessions. His support was invaluable. When I was able to exercise again, our friend and Pilates teacher Monique Eastwood and our trainer Daryl Martin patiently helped me regain muscle and restore me to the level of fitness I had previously reached, and then some. How can one ever repay such kindnesses? I guess I'll find out. Oddly, some of them have been coming by lately around dinner time. For them, it's only about the food. Gluttons.